versus like now where it's like, this is my outlet. This is like me. This is where I find myself decompressing and just letting everything go.
Hey, friends, we are back for another episode of the Wisdom of the Wilderness here. It has been a hot minute again. Stuff has been busy, but thank you so much for joining me, and I appreciate you all being here today. What do we know is new and exciting? It got cold, it got snowy, it got rainy, it got warm, it got rainy again, and now it's getting warm again. So that's great. And as many other places in North America, we are in the middle of things being on fire, which is not great. However, luckily today is a nice clear day. So I hope you are breathing in some nice clear air as well. And hope you take a chance to hop outside and connect with nature like I did in my glorious run this morning. Haven't done one of these episodes for quite a while, but on my run this morning, I had an encounter with a little mammal out there. And lo and behold, it's not one I've spoken about before and not one I see that frequently. So I realized there may be a meaning and some information for myself, at least. And why not share it with all of y'all out there? Because maybe it has some meaning for your life as well. And what animal might that be? That is a badger. I was out on one of the standard out and back runs that I have out here where I live. Nice, fairly sustained hill for about 5 miles. So that's a pretty common training route that I use, following the old logging roads and stuff. And don't usually see too much. I did get chased by an angry bull a little while ago. And this was on the same road, almost at the same place. And today I saw me a badger. Or more likely, the badger saw me. I was kind of zoned out listening to the Danica Patrick podcast. And all of a sudden saw something scuttling up the middle of the road and realized it was a badger. And what was really cool was this badger was about 50 feet from me when I first saw him or her running there, and stayed about that far away and ran right down the middle of the road. I haven't seen that before. Usually if I've encountered animals, they tend to hop off into the bush as fast as they can get off the road. But this little one just kept heading straight on for about a half mile, ran right along the road and then hopped into the ditch. And if you've ever seen a badger in real life, they disappear very quickly with the camouflage they've got. That gray and brown and black and white and, I don't know, a little bit of orangey, lighter brown, I guess you could say it. They are very hard to spot once they are in there. They are very well camouflaged, even though they can be quite distinct when you see them crossing gravel. They very quickly disappear in their natural environment. So that was really cool. And that was on the up part of my run. So kind of thought, huh, I should check into this. And yeah, I read this a little while ago, and there's definitely some messages from that badger for me in my life today. So thought I'd just pass along some of the information that an interpretation that I got. And as usual, we're reading from the Carson and Sam's Animal Medicine Deck. Medicine Cards is the official title by Sams and Carson from Bear & Co. And without further ado, here we go. Badger's card 29. Badger, 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 until you reach your goal, know the inner power that lives in your soul. Badger, the key word is aggressiveness. Badger is vicious and attacks with a powerful aggression. Badger is quick to anger and quicker to pounce. The power of badger's medicine is aggressiveness and the willingness to fight for what it wants. The very thought of facing badger makes other animals run for cover. Like skunk, badger's reputation precedes it. Its hissing fangs will tear less aggressive opponents to shreds. Badger is the medicine of many powerful medicine women, for badger is also the keeper of the medicine roots. Badger sees all the roots of Mother Earth's healing herbs hanging in his burrow home. These roots are the key to aggressive healing. Roots can ground negative energy into the earth by allowing illness to pass through a body into the ground as neutral energy. Badger medicine people are quick to act in a crisis, and they do not panic. If badger is a part of your medicine, you are quick to express your feelings and you do not care what the consequences are. Badger people oftentimes insist on carrying the ball for the touchdown. This attitude, however, does not endear them to their teammates. Badger medicine may also point to the aggressive healer who will have the courage to use unconventional means to exact a cure. Like the mother who sits for days nursing a child with high fever, badger is willing to persist. Badger people can be vicious gossips or may exhibit a chip on the shoulder syndrome if they're out of balance. You can be sure that people with badger medicine will be aggressive enough to make it to the tops of their chosen fields because they do not give up. They are also the finest healers because they'll use any and all methods to ensure healing and will not give up on the critically ill. A badger person is often the boss and the one that everyone fears. That same boss will surely keep any company afloat. Badger gets the job accomplished. Badger's certainty is a source of strength. If badger pushed its way into your card today, it may be telling you that you have been too meek, in trying to reach some goal. Badger asks you how long you are willing to sit and wait for the world to deliver your silver spoon. In this medicine, the key is to become aggressive enough to do something about your present state of affairs. Badger is teaching you to get angry in a creative way and say, I won't take it anymore. You must follow up by keeping your eye on the goal. Honor the healing process as you express those inner feelings. Be aggressive, but don't cut other ribbons on the way. That is too much aggression. Use your anger to stop your lolling around so that your doldrums of apathy are a thing of the past. Badger is a powerful medicine when properly used for self-improvement. Remember that badger may be signaling a time when you can use your healing abilities to push ahead in life. Heal yourself by aggressively removing the barriers that don't grow corn. Cut away the dead wood and use badger's aggression to seek new levels of expression. Use badger's medicine roots to keep grounded and centered in the process. And that's our badger card. Quite interesting, hey? Very curious. And after that reading and pondering it a bit, well, number one, I decided to record this. Just a lot of different reflections for me of different areas of my life where things that I had hoped to come to fruition have not yet. And definitely spent some time over the past couple of weeks reflecting on future goals, letting go of some of the things that I had thought I wanted. And a good chunk of today is going to be clearing space and getting rid of things that no longer serve me. Got a lot of clothes. People need clothes and other random shit. But there's been a lot, and, you know, doing something is important, and taking the steps and realizing that it's okay to be where you are and that things might not have worked out how you thought they would, and to honor that and still keep moving forward. Do I want to share that? And why not? So for me, it's been a big reflection of, hey, cool, here I am, single. Still single. Ooh, that's thunder. Wow, and it's going to be a thunderstorm again. Awesome. Still single. And there were/are a number of things in life I was looking forward to experience with a woman. And so far, they've all been experienced by me, by myself. So it has been a very interesting time and a little challenging to stay motivated going through dating apps and websites and looking around for people in real life. Eventually, to the point of just realizing, you know what, I'm just going to keep doing what I like doing. And I'm going to focus on what's important to me. And maybe that doesn't include a person that I've kind of seen and felt the energy of for a while. And it's been kind of challenging to work through that, to accept it, and especially to see pretty much everybody else I know has been with their boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife for quite some time. So not really having anyone that's been in the situation even to know what it's like, other than, oh my gosh, that would suck. So it's been a little unusual, but that's kind of how it goes, I guess. That's the way the world seems to be going. But The point being, you know, for me, it was a very powerful message today. And to start honoring what I'm experiencing, expressing those inner feelings I don't really share openly on a podcast normally. And just decide to go out and do the stuff for myself. I know the things that I'm working towards and working on. And instead of looking around for someone to do them with me, I will continue to do them on my own. And perhaps someone shows up, perhaps not, but the time's going to pass anyway, so I may as well go do the things that I enjoy doing and continue on rather than procrastinate on them, waiting for someone to show up that as of Wednesday, June 28th, has yet to show up. So, there you have it. What's also really cool is the last little bit. As I said, I'm going to be clearing a lot of clutter and getting rid of a lot of things that I've been holding on to and have moved with me in some cases for the past 8 years and haven't used. So getting just rid of a lot of dead wood and stuff that if I haven't used it in that long, why am I still holding on to it? You know? Very deep questions, but that's good. And as well, the Badger Medicine Roots, that stuck out for me a lot. And it's a great reminder, Wisdom of the Wilderness podcast. Some of the earliest episodes, I talked about granding and getting out in nature and just having the benefits of being barefoot on the earth, lying naked on the earth, going into water, sitting under a tree. I've literally done all of those things today. That was great. If you have not sunned yourself lately, there's some great podcasts about just laying in the sun and absorbing the energy of sunlight into your body. Maybe we'll talk about that on another episode. That'd be a good topic. Note to self. But yeah, so stay grounded and centered in the process. It can be, as you probably heard my voice change, it can be a lonely, depressing journey for some of the things that we're working on if we are solo, or even if we have a partner and things don't seem to be working. But at least for this, I am going to continue trekking forward. So I hope that whatever is popping up for you, that this badger card and aggressiveness may have stirred up, that you also can continue moving forward toward what you are bringing into fruition in whatever avenue and aspect of your life that may be. So, yeah, that's about all I have to say about Badger. It's a great card, card number 29, aggressiveness, and having the courage to use unconventional means to extract a cure or extract what you're getting to. So we'll see in what capacity that unconventional means takes things. Perhaps check the Instagram. At Cactus Moose is me, and follow along for whatever things we're trying out there, whatever adventures I get on. And who knows, perhaps the next time you check in, there'll be someone who's not me holding the camera that is an incredible woman that also likes to adventure in cool places. All right. But that is about it for today. So we're going to sign off and get back to some of the projects I have started up for myself, by myself. And maybe you'll see some of those on Instagram as well. Who knows? But it's a great day. So as always, I hope you get a chance to opt outside, feel your bare feet on the grass, on the sand, on the dirt, in the water. Take some nice deep breaths of fresh outdoor air. Just get outside and away from your screens or your phones or anything like that and appreciate all the beauty around us, the natural cures that are all around us, the fresh water that we hope is all around us. These are all things that are often taken for granted. And hey, I saw Badger today when I wasn't expecting it. It was great. So, all right, until the next time, friends. We'll catch you for another episode of the Wisdom of the Wilderness. And if you've made it all the way to the end, please like and subscribe and pass this podcast on to your friend. And if you get a chance, leave a review for me. We love reviews. All right. We'll catch you again on the Wisdom of the Wilderness. And thank you very much for joining me on today's episode, friends. It is always fun for me to record these, and I do hope you get a lot out of them. As always, if you enjoyed this, please share it with your friends, your family members, your colleagues, your coworkers, your hairdresser, the guy at the restaurant, wherever you're going. I do my best to research these and give a lot of good information, and there's a lot of people out there that can benefit from hearing the stories and also having that perspective shift that can come along with listening. As well, if you get a chance, I do encourage you. It really helps me out if you can leave a 5-star review at the podcast platform you're listening to, as well as maybe even write something. So yeah, if you get a chance, please do that. I prefer Apple Podcasts is how I listen to things, but I know that Stitcher's out there, Spotify's out there, Google Play or Google Podcasts, there's a whole bunch of them. So if you get a chance, please do drop a 5-star rating and leave a review. That would be fantastic. And with that, have a wonderful day, friends. We will catch you on the next episode of The Wisdom of the Wilderness.